Let's talk community and cultural development with Verity Brooks from Lithgow City Council. Verity, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Nick.
You've got a pretty busy dance card, as we say. You've got autumn school holidays. We'll get to that program shortly. But first, Waste to Art. What's the idea of this initiative?
Yeah, it's really fun. It showcases creative works made from reused waste materials.
Oh, I love turning junk into something special. So what kind of creations are possible, do you think?
So each year they have different categories. They've got functional, which is, you know, up for interpretation.
Yep.
But last year in the two-dimensional category, Megalong Public School made a wonderful creation from old material, lace, ribbons, thread, and they sewed it all together onto old jeans material and then hung it on a tree branch.
Alrighty, so it's a competition that could get somebody into a regional outcome in parks.
That's right. Do they
have to have everything in by? What's the deadline?
People should really start thinking now about what they want to make, because this year's theme is packaging. So if people start collecting their packaging and start imagining what they want to make, they have to get it all in by the 31st of May to the Lithgow Library.
Lithglow has a buzz about it.
Okay, this is really exciting. Lithglow's on again.
So this is all happening around Blast Furnace.
That's right. It's all at Blast Furnace.
May 11 is the date.
That's right.
Yeah, so tell me some of the bigger plans you've got there.
Interesting element that's a bit different this year is that there's going to be projection.
Ooh.
We're working with local artists to project their work around the site. We don't know exactly what's going to happen yet. And also the glow zone is going to be different because people can make things and make themselves glow and then they become part of the performance.
Wonderful. Okay. Impersonating glow worms.
Well, people are welcome to do that.
Giant glow worms.
We invite that, definitely.
Oh, I like it. Sounds great. Fireworks, food,
that's
live
right.
music.
That's right.
Can I get there via a bus?
You sure can. And that's, we really suggest people do catch a bus because there's not much parking around the site. So if you park your car in Main Street, there's going to be heaps of free buses to get you there and you're going to easily get into the site without having to worry.
Bring a warm jacket and a blankie, perhaps.
True. Yeah, getting warm. There might be some dancing, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That gets you warm. That's good.
Eskbank House has really become the regional museum for Lithgow. Mm. There's a whole lot in there. What's happening soon?
Okay, there's a really cool exhibition happening called Historic Clever Technology.
I wonder if my iPhone 7 would qualify to be in that museum just yet.
That's in the new category.
All right, so what kind of gear are we talking about?
Old telephones. You know, the ones that you used to dial?
Oh, yeah.
Probably some of them, you know, that you wait about 10 minutes for it to get back.
Okay.
Some analog clocks. I bet you there'll be some of them.
Okay.
Watches. Some beautiful old watches, I imagine. Typewriters.
And they're back in again?
They're back in. They're cool. They're hip. So, you know, people can come and check out some of the beautiful old things that we used to use.
School holiday program. Now, Council's put a lot of thought into this. There's plenty going on. Three libraries. Lithgow Library, Wollera Wang in Portland, and lots in there. There's Autumn Bingo, a celebration on Anzac Day, laying some poppy wreaths. You've also got some story time action happening as well.
Yeah, there's so much going on in our libraries and there's so much for people to do over the school holidays. I suggest everyone check out the program and figure out where they can fit in and when they want to take everyone to different places.
The Aquatic Centre's got a brand new sauna, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. Get warm.
Verity, you look over the Union Theatre and you're pretty excited because this year Valley of Sound Youth Week's going to fall at the Union Theatre. What do you got planned?
On the 20th of April, it's the Youth Week event and there's going to be live bands. I think there's like five live bands playing. There's going to be a barbecue where people can get some food. And there's also going to be heaps of family-friendly activities at the beginning of the day.
What's special about Union Theatre?
It's such a beautiful old venue. And also, it's recently been all refurbished, making it a state-of-the-art facility. Mm. And it's an incredible building for the community to use.
Thank you, Verity. Plenty going on around Lithgow. And more information can be found at sevenvalleys.com.au or council.lithgow.com. Appreciate it. Verity Brooks from Lithgow City Council. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Nick.